We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights, and among these, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Hey, my brothers and sisters, I hope this day finds you well. In today's episode, what I want to discuss is the mass shooting that just happened Saturday. Today is Monday morning. Just happened Saturday in Monterey Park in California, in Southern California, to be exact. Now, this is coming from Axios, and Axios is a left-leaning media outlet, which means that they're activists over there. And I just want to go over this really quick. I've skimmed the article. Let's go over this together, because what I want to showcase is they're not going to address the problem. What they're going to try to do is utilize this catastrophe, this monstrous occurrence, to further their own ends. But those ends are what I believe contribute to tragedies like this, because they don't want to talk about the actual solutions. They don't want to actually offer an actual solution. What they want to do is utilize this to further their own goals, which means that they don't actually care about any of these lives. They don't care about us at all. Objectively speaking, they don't. And so I haven't heard Newsom make a statement yet, but I'm sure that it's not going to be one about actually addressing the issue. He's probably going to blame firearms. And understand, this is happening in California, which already has some of the most strict gun laws in the United States, which shows you that it doesn't stop occurrences like this. But he's going to come out and say, we need more of it. We need to do better. How much better can you do? We have more mass shootings in California, if you look at it, you add them all up, than any other state. And we have the most strict gun laws, or at least we're in the top three. So let's dive in real quick. A mass shooting in Monterey Park, California, a majority Asian American city, which, why does that even matter? See, right out the gate, the first sentence, they're bringing in race, like it matters. It doesn't. And incidentally, I bet you there's not gonna be any word of hate crime in this article. Why? Because the suspect, who's now deceased, was Asian. That's why hate crime doesn't exist. If all you need in order to call something a hate crime is to have the races be different, then the whole thing is just to promote racism. And it's not true at all. How can you speak to somebody's motivation just because their ethnicity may be different? Our races actually aren't different. We're all human. So we're just talking about ethnicity. But because his ethnicity is the same as the people who lost their lives, I bet you're not going to see any mention of hate crime anywhere in this article. But the fact that they're even coming out, majority Asian American city, well, that means that there's other ethnicities there too. They don't matter. It's just, do you see? That's racist to me. That's absolutely racist. They're the ones who are racist. Majority Asian American city east of Los Angeles left 10 people dead and 10 others injured on the eve of Lunar New Year Saturday night, local authorities said. The latest, the Star Ballroom Dance Studio, where the shootings took place, released a statement on Facebook early Monday morning. And there's a link here. I'll provide the link to this article. You can look at the statement on Facebook if you like. Early Monday morning, saying the studio would be closed until further notice, hoping those impacted would get space to grieve and process what transpired within the last 24 hours. What should have been a festive night to welcome the first day of the Lunar New Year turned into a tragedy, the statement read. Los Angeles County Sheriff Robert Luna, at a Sunday evening news conference, identified the suspect as Hu Khan Tran, a 72-year-old man whose body, he said, was found inside a cargo van with self-inflicted gunshot wounds following a standoff with police in Torrance, California. Police were investigating a motive. I like how they say self-inflicted gunshot wounds following a standoff. We know what that means. Like, why don't they just use like actual words? It's weird to me. Luna said Tran was the only suspect in the Star Ballroom Dance Studio shooting and a second incident in the nearby city of Alhambra shortly afterward. So he tried to keep going, which ended without injury when two civilians disarmed the suspect. So those two people are heroes. That's awesome. It wasn't immediately clear how many guns were used in the shooting, but law enforcement has seized the semi. Here's something that's absolutely idiotic. Check this out. Law enforcement had seized a semi-automatic pistol and found a handgun in the van where Tran's body was found. So a semi-automatic pistol and a handgun are both the same thing. This shows either the person writing this doesn't know about firearms, or they're purposely using these words in order to further instill fear. Seized a semi-automatic pistol and found a handgun. They're literally both the same thing. She could have said that they seized handguns, plural, and that would have taken care of it. They do this again later on in the article, where they use the words, that's how you know it's propaganda. They just want to instill fear so they can set up Newsom to come out and say, we need more gun laws. Understand, every gun law in the book in every state is against the Second Amendment. It's unconstitutional. It's our right to keep and bear arms. Whatever arms we want, it's our right as a citizen of the United States. So all of these people are unconstitutional. These people that are supposed to be there, our leaders supposed to be there to defend the Constitution? No, they're there to undermine it. That's the way that works. Also, I want to keep in mind something else that I want you guys to understand, that within this ballroom here, this Star ballroom, nobody in the Star ballroom, I believe, was armed. So they were completely defenseless. Now, what if California actually observed the Second Amendment? This wouldn't have even happened. Because Mr. Tran would have known that if he ran up there, started busting, people would have busted back. And his life would have been gone like that. Whenever I see these mass shootings, what they are is a perfect example of why we have the Second Amendment and why people need to be armed if they choose to be, and why they should also be trained. And we could do that. As a culture, we could do that. The government wants to subsidize something. Subsidize training for people. Subsidize helping people on the lower income scale, help them get firearms, and then subsidize their training. Right? If you're gonna take my tax money anyway, which is theft, but if you're gonna take it, at least spend it on my brothers and sisters, my fellow citizens, to help keep them safe. But that's not what he's gonna say. I guarantee that's not the statement that he's gonna make. Here we go, the big picture. The Monterey Park shooting occurred at 10:22 p.m. Saturday in the Star Ballroom Dance Studio. L.A. County Sheriff's Department Captain Andrew Meyer told reporters Sunday. 5 women and 5 men died at the scene, and the wounded victims were transported to local hospitals. Their conditions ranging from stable to critical, Luna said. 7 people remained hospitalized Sunday evening, per Luna. Police recently released photos. Now, the photos of the suspect are right here. Now, I want you guys to understand that this wasn't a man in his right mind. This wasn't a man in his right mind who somehow got his hands on a gun and the gun turned him evil. You understand? The gun is not the problem. The problem is, what does it take for a human being to take the life of another human being, let alone 10 of them? What does that take? What does it take for Sandy Hook to happen? For Columbine to happen? For Uvalde to happen? It's not the guns. I don't know why you don't see that. It's not the guns. It's the person who could even do that. They're going to find a way. A person that deranged, that criminally insane, that violent, that willing to take innocent lives will find a way to do it. Why are we even producing those people with our society? Why is our disease culture producing sociopaths like that? And also, incidentally, there's still no mention of a hate crime. Just want to point that out. So those were the photos. Early Sunday, that's what was released. I think Luna released that. Whom they said was an Asian man they described as armed and dangerous, as law enforcement investigated the other incident in Alhambra. Luna praised the civilians who disarmed the suspect at Alhambra's Lili, Ballroom, and Studio for saving lives. Yes, they were heroes. But it doesn't say that they were armed, which makes them even more heroic that they would do this in the face of basically, you know, a gun. You're disarmed and you're still charging somebody with the gun. So yes, these are heroes. But what if those heroes actually were armed? We need to arm our heroes. We need to arm our populace per our Constitution. This is exactly why our Constitution exists. Not just to protect against the tyrannical government, but to protect against anybody who would come and do us harm and do our fellow citizens harm. That is, a firearm is the best way in our modern day to defend yourself. That's just the truth. And they don't want you to have that tool. They can't defend you. You understand? In all of these occurrences, if police who are reactionary, not faulting them, they're not omnipotent, they can't just teleport in. In every single one of these cases, police aren't there when it happens to protect the citizens. They're simply not. So the whole argument that these anti-gun advocates and leaders use is absolutely BS. It's just, and they just appeal to emotions because they don't want you to think and reason it out. They catch you when your emotions are high and they tell you, we need to get rid of these guns. You go, yeah, we need to get rid of these guns. Whereas the guns would have been the thing that would have stopped this. You're trying to tell me that if the teachers weren't armed at Uvalde, Columbine, you tell me that it would have turned out the same way? Of course it wouldn't have. Of course it wouldn't have. There are more people saved by guns annually, far more than are ever taken this way. But they don't tell you that because they want you to be defenseless like this. They want you to just be in a building and just completely defenseless to the criminally insane. Because you can't stop a criminal from getting a firearm. You can't. That's just the truth. What we're watching, it's too early to say whether the suspected shooter knew any of the victims or if the attack was targeted, Mayer said. The shooting victims' names were not immediately released, but Luna said they appeared to be in their 50s and older. Luna said he believed the magazine-fed semi-automatic assault pistol recovered from the scene in Alhambra is not legal to have here in the state of California. First of all, magazine-fed semi-automatic assault pistol is a stupid name. It's absolutely asinine. Every handgun that's not a revolver that has a magazine is a magazine-fed semi-automatic firearm. Not assault pistol, a firearm. That's propaganda. Every single one of them that has a magazine is magazine fed. And all the guns that are allowed here in California are semi-automatic. Now, if he says that he believes that it wasn't legal, okay, that's speculation. You don't actually even have any firsthand knowledge. He shouldn't have even said this until the investigation was done. But they say this, or they quoted him so that they can set up Newsom to come out and he can use these little buzzwords to heighten your emotion because he doesn't care about you. It's just an opportunity for him. That's all it is. Because he doesn't want you to be armed. He's going to be armed. He don't want you to be armed. That's all this is. Axios is just an advocate. That's all. They're all activists over there. They're an advocate of whatever the demolition party and the progressive liberal agenda is. That's all it is. State of play. President Biden on Sunday evening ordered the U.S. flag to be flown at half staff at the White House and other federal buildings until sunset Thursday as a mark of respect for the victims of the senseless acts of violence, per a White House statement. Now, this should upset you because I guarantee you this past weekend, there were folks in Chicago that lost their lives. They're never going half staff for them. What about the inner city kids losing their lives in Baltimore? Are you going half staff for them too? No, this is all virtue signal. He doesn't care about these people at all. Because if they did, they would actually take steps to ensure that the populace could protect themselves from the criminally insane. He doesn't care. He doesn't care. And as a matter of fact, you know what? At the end of this, let's see if there were shootings in Chicago. Because nobody's mentioning it here. And then here's a statement from him. Jill and I are praying for those killed and injured in last night's deadly mass shooting in Monterey Park. I'm monitoring the situation closely as it develops and urge the community to follow guidance from local officials and law enforcement in the hours ahead. This should upset you. Because there's essentially mass shootings every weekend in Chicago. And I'm just picking Chicago because, unfortunately, they never let me down with the loss of life there. They don't care. They don't care. If they don't care about Chicago, they certainly don't care about Monterey Park. This is all just a virtue signal because this is going to be a high profile case. Why? Because they want it to be high profile. Why? Because it's advantageous for their agenda of disarming you. California already has some of the most strict gun laws there are, and it's not saving people. And so what they're going to tell you is, we need more. What more can you do but to take them? And once you do that, this will still happen. Matter of fact, it will increase. It will increase. Once the criminals know that for sure, whoever they're targeting is not going to be able to fight back, not a measured response, it's going to be a field day. It's going to be the purge. Continuing, zoom in. Monterey Park was hosting a two-day Lunar New Year celebration this weekend. That's one of the largest in Southern California. The shooting took place in the city of some 60,000 people's downtown, where red lanterns lined the streets, per AP. Sunday's planned festivities were canceled out of an abundance of caution and in reverence of the victims. Monterey Park Police Chief Scott Weiss told reporters, "That's silly. They got the person. So why would you not continue with the celebration? That doesn't make any sense unless you wanted to further the fear." That's all this is. They just want to further the fear. Because you have people like, man, if they're canceled, like maybe there's going to be more attacks. Then they get people afraid. They get whipped. This is their MO. They get more emotionally unstable. Then they step in with the solution that they've always stepped in to give that hasn't been working for decades. But they don't care. They'll keep trying. They don't care about you. Cities across the country bolstered their security and increased police patrols for Lunar New Year celebrations in the aftermath of the mass shooting. Why? And this comes from CNN. Why would they do that? How do they know this has anything to do with Lunar New Year? This is a 72-year-old man out of his mind. Why would they do this? Oh yeah, they want to increase the fear. So they're taking this occurrence that happened in California and they're trying to spread that fear nationally. Do you see that? What happened here that would signify that more caution needs to be met? Was there a letter? Was it a declaration? This is one lone 72-year-old man. Who knows why he went there? This could be due to like a lover spat. It could be anything. But instead of going through the entire investigation and finding out anything, they're already making statements, and their statements and their reaction and what they're trying to implement is just going to increase the fear of the populace, not just in Southern California, but across the nation. Who benefits from that? Who benefits from that? The LA County Sheriff's Department, New York City Police Department, and the Philadelphia Police Department were among those doing so. Of course. Of course it's New York. Of course it's LA. Of course it's Philadelphia. Of course they wanted to stoke that fear. Of course they do. You gotta see this for what it is. You got to. The Monterey Park tragedy was the 23rd mass shooting in the U.S. this year, per the Gun Violence Archive, which defines a mass shooting as when four or more people have been shot, excluding the shooter. Yeah, but what they'll do, gosh, they're manipulating you so bad. They're manipulating you so much, it's ridiculous. It really is. This whole article is just setting up so that, oh wait, oh, Gavin Newsom did say something. Oh, let's see what he said. Monterey Park should have had a night of joyful celebration of the Lunar New Year. They keep saying Lunar New Year. We don't even know if the ballroom was going on for Lunar New Year. Do we? Or is this something that, was it their regular night of dancing? Instead, they were the victims of a horrific and heartless act of gun violence. No, of violence. He just happened to use a gun. This is all propaganda. Our hearts mourn as we learn more about the devastating acts of last night. We are monitoring the situation currently. Your heart doesn't mourn, do you? You don't care about the homeless. You don't care about gun violence or violence using guns, excuse me. You don't care. Because if you did, you'd make sure these people were armed and able to protect themselves. You don't care. You're safe in your ivory tower. Period. So, yes, Mr. Newsom, we know that you don't actually care. See, I skipped some parts. So I just want to go back to here. Let's see. We're going to go to Biden the numbers. The Monterey Park tragedy was the 23rd mass shooting in the U.S. this year. Oh, no, wait. I read that. What they're saying. I want to assure the community of Monterey Park and the broader area that we will support you in every way we can, Biden said. Well, the support would have been you actually advocating for the Constitution, which you were elected to actually defend, and encouraging people to protect themselves by taking advantage of their Second Amendment rights. That would be the best support. But when, so I just want to bring it to your attention. When he says support, he's not talking about actually the country and the Constitution that this country was built upon. This is all theatrics. Even as we continue searching for answers about this attack, we know how deeply this attack has impacted the AAPI community. What is that? That I don't know what that is. Representative Judy Chu, a Democrat in California. Okay, wow. Said at, of course they're gonna go with Judy Chu. Do you see how much race matters? And by race, I mean ethnicity, because we're all the same race. Do you see how much it matters to these people? They're racist. They're racist, and they also suffer from classism. That's why. Why do we have a quote from Judy Chu? She's the only one that actually cares about this? Is she the only representative in California that cares about this? Whether Democrat or Republican? No, I'm sure not. I'm sure not. But we gotta have a quote from the Asian representative. Said at the Sunday evening news conference, the local community was in fear, thinking that they should not go to any events because there was an active shooter, but they could now feel safe. Yes, but they still shut down stuff. Do you see how they're magnifying this in order, like they're acting like they're for you, but they want you afraid. They want you terrified. So that then when they say, hey, what will alleviate your terror? Giving up your Second Amendment right. And then people go, oh, okay. It is horrible that such a thing could occur at a time of celebration for so many in the AAPI community and in the Asian community worldwide, she said. First of all, I don't know what the AAPI is, but what does it have to do with Asian community worldwide? What does it have to do with Asian community in any other city other than where this took place? Why are they making it so much about Asian community? Like this was an attack on Asians. What this is a violent act perpetrated by somebody who's not in their right mind, and they chose to use a firearm in order to commit this. It could have just as well been not a knife. It could have just as well been a pipe bomb. It could have been anything. It could have been a crowbar. But instead of getting to the bottom of why this person is the way that they are, they're just going to use it to try to take your Second Amendment right. That's all they're going to do. That's it. LA Mayor Karen Bass tweeted, families deserve to celebrate the holidays in peace. Mass shootings and gun violence are a plague on our communities. Oh my gosh. Okay. Mass shootings being a plague on our community is a new phenomenon. Go back to the 1950s, even the 1960s, you didn't have this level of mass shootings. Violence is what is a plague on communities, not mass shootings and gun violence. So if you're going to say gun violence, then are you going to say hands and feet violence? Because more people are killed with hands and feet. Or do we say hands and feet violence? Knife violence? Vehicular violence? No, this is all propaganda, which is why they use these words to keep you afraid of what? Guns. What is your best tool for defending yourself in the modern age? Guns. They don't want you to defend yourself. They want you to be victims. They want you to be dancing in a ballroom, unarmed, so that some lunatic can come in and just start firing. That's what they want, so that they can then use that incident to get you to basically give up more guns, to become more victims, to produce more victims, to have more people in ballrooms and more people in churches and more people in schools. more people in malls, victims. And on the flip side, their recidivism, their policies that increase the recidivism are putting dangerous, violent criminals back out into the communities. You think these people care about you? Monterey Park Mayor Henry Lowe, offering condolences to the shooting victims and their families at a Sunday news conference, said, "It is important that we be there for them to provide services and support they need in what will be a time of healing in the next weeks, months, if not years." Now that's true. That's true right there. That right there is what leadership should be doing. Not making assumptions before the investigation is done, not trying to make this about gun violence and semi-automatic blah, 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 blah. Not trying to use this to serve an agenda to disarm the populace and undermine the Second Amendment. You should just address the community like that. That's leadership. We're here for you. You have our condolences. We're here for you, whatever you need to help you through this trying time. Boom, that's it. Out of this whole article, that one paragraph from the mayor. Vice President Kamala Harris said at an event Sunday that at a time of cultural celebration, it may not have anything to do with the Lunar New Year, but they have to make it about race and culture. That's what these people have to do. They don't even know. They don't know what his motivation is. They admitted that. They don't know what his motivation is. He took himself out. They don't know what his motivation is. Everything's speculation. But why are you speculating that it had anything to do with the Lunar New Year? Why? Because they need to paint that narrative. They need this to be another marginalized, disenfranchised, discriminatory. They need to push all of their buzzwords down your throat so that you give them more power. That's it. That's it. None of the policies, none of the laws on the books in California prevented this from happening. And none of them could have prevented it. That is the truth. None of them. The Second Amendment would have given everybody there an actual fighting chance to defend their lives. That is the truth. So they don't want you to be able to defend your life. They want you to be a victim. They don't care about you. Why? Because it doesn't affect them. You think it affects Gavin? You think any of this violence in the streets of California even makes it even within a 2-mile radius of where he lives? Do you think it does? He lives in an ivory tower. It's all about class to him. He lives above you. He doesn't care about you. You belong where you are, and you exist to keep him above you. That's what he believes. That's just simply it. Gavin Newsom and Joe Biden are not good men. And so they're not good leaders. That's just objectively true. They're not good men. Back to what Kamala Harris said. Our token vice president said at an event, and I say token because Joe Biden tokenized the vice president's seat. And so he told you what he was going to do and he did it. So she's there simply because of the color of her skin and the fact that she's a woman. That's the only reason why she's there. Not because she's competent, not because she's capable, not because she earned it, she deserved it. So that's when I say that, I say it because it's actually factually true. He actually said that. He said what he was going to do. He said, "I'm going to tokenize the vice presidency," and everybody went like this. Yay, yeah, we need more tokens. Did the same thing with Ketanji Brown Jackson, did the same thing with Jean-Pierre. Yay, everybody's like this, yay. Let's bring back affirmative action. Let's bring back systemic racism. Event Sunday that at a time of cultural celebration, yet another community has been torn apart by senseless gun violence. See, again, violence. He just happened to use a firearm. They have to keep saying gun violence. It's the gun's fault. No, he was the violent person who chose to use a gun. He's violent, not the gun. The guns aren't violent. The guns don't have hearts and souls and minds and wills of their own. But no, you guys will probably fall for it. That's why they do it. They play this game because they keep winning. I mean, you lose, but they keep winning. As she paid tribute to those affected by the latest tragedy and added, she grieved for those many people whose lives are forever changed. She doesn't care about those lives. Neither of them do. Not Gavin Newsom, not Kamala Harris. Definitely not a former Vice President Joe Biden. And then here, Stop AAPI Hate issued a statement Sunday calling the shooting devastating beyond words. What is AAPI? After a day of celebration, we are waking up to a nightmare. Our community has faced so much tragedy and trauma over the last several years. This tremendous act of violence on one of the most important days of the year for many Asian Americans at a place where Asian American families come to gather and celebrate is sending shockwaves through our community. Again, they're making it about the holiday, and yet, once again, we don't know if that was even a factor. The other thing is that this Asian American, you're American. If you're American citizen, you're American. You don't have to put African in front of it and Asian in front of it and Irish American and Italian American. We're Americans. See how these labels actually divide. Oh, you're Asian American. Oh, you're African American. Oh, you're boxes. No, we're all American. These people are all about, they say that they're about diversity and about unity. They're not. They're about division. They're about division and discrimination. That's what they're actually about. But look at this. Chicago shootings, 30 shot, 7 fatally, and weakened gun violence. Once again, gun violence, just violence that uses guns across the city. Okay, look at all this. This is every weekend in Chicago. Every weekend. They just go through. They just go through and just talk about it. Look, where's Joe Biden on putting the flags at half staff? Where's Gavin Newsom on this? This is how I know that they don't care about the 10 people here that were killed, because they don't care about the 7 here. They don't care. Human lives should not be, their worth should not be dependent upon their ethnicity, any type of cultural heritage, economic status, gender, sexual preference. None of that. We should preserve human life, innocent human life, because it simply is the right thing to do. But they don't care. I want you to understand, they don't care. They don't care about the 10 lives. They don't care. They didn't care about Uvalde. They don't care about those lives. Sandy Hook, Columbine. They don't care about the lives lost in Buffalo. They don't care about the lives that they don't care. I don't know why you don't wake up and see that they don't care. They utilize those tragedies to keep you emotional and get you to give up more freedom. While they sit safe in their ivory towers, that's all this has ever been. And you are going to let them take away your best tool to defend yourself from the evil that they keep putting out into your community to victimize you. They love stuff like this. They wait for it to happen, so that they can say Asian community, so they can have an Asian Democratic representative come out and give a statement, so they can have organizations like the AAPI, whatever, I'm guessing that has something to do with Asian communities, so they can push this narrative that these people are in trouble, these people are getting victimized, and the best way for them to be safe is for you to give up more of your liberty and more of your freedom. It's funny how all the answers, all the solutions to all of the problems, and most of them are caused by these people, but it's interesting that the solution is always giving them more power, us giving up our power to give to them. It's interesting how that's always a solution, isn't it? Anyway, they want you walking in the dark. I'm over here trying to help you to turn on the light. You guys be well.